You're listening to SBS News.
Three federal court judges have unanimously ruled to uphold the Immigration Minister's decision to cancel Novak Djokovic's Australian visa. The unvaccinated tennis star has been ordered to cover the legal costs of both parties in the appeal. He's now in the process of being deported from the country, prompting the withdrawal of his participation in the Australian Open. In a statement, the nine-time Australian Open champion says he respects the court's decision and will leave the country.
I'm extremely disappointed with the court ruling to dismiss my application for judicial review of the minister's decision to cancel my visa, which means I cannot stay in Australia and participate in the Australian Open. I respect the court's ruling and I will cooperate with any relevant authorities in relation to my departure from the country. I'm uncomfortable that the focus of the past few weeks has been on me, and I hope that we can now focus on the game and the tournament that I love. I would like to wish the players, tournament officials, staff, volunteers and fans all the best for the tournament. Finally, I would like to thank my family, friends, team, supporters, fans and fellow Serbians for your continued support. You've all been a great source of strength to me.
Immigration Minister Alex Hawke has welcomed the court's decision. He says in a statement the federal government makes no apology for enforcing its strong border protection policies.
I welcome today's unanimous decision by the full Federal Court of Australia, upholding my decision to exercise my power under the Migration Act to cancel Mr. Novak Djokovic's visa in the public interest. Australia's strong border protection policies have kept us safe during the pandemic, resulting in one of the lowest death rates, strongest economic recoveries, and highest vaccination rates in the world. Australians have made great sacrifices to get to this point, and the Morrison government is firmly committed to protecting this position, as the Australian people expect.
In a statement, Prime Minister Scott Morrison also welcomed the court decision, saying it vindicates the government's approach. The full reasons for the judge's decision will be released in coming days. In announcing the decision, Chief Justice James Allsop allowed the live broadcast of the ruling, citing the international interest in the outcome, including in Djokovic's birth country, Serbia. He says the court's ruling is in no part a decision on the merits or wisdom of the visa cancellation made by Mr. Hawke, but rather a legal judicial review of the lawfulness and legality of that cancellation. Chief Justice Allsop says the question considered by the judges was the visa cancellation by the minister so irrational or legally unreasonable that it wasn't made lawfully? Mr. Hawke's lawyer, Stephen Lloyd, told the court the presence of the tennis star in Australia is, given his status and celebrity, an encouragement to anti-vaccination views, which may lead to negative consequences for the healthcare system. Djokovic's lawyer, Nicholas Wood, argued that the grounds on which the minister relied upon to cancel the visa are invalid, and that it was not open to the minister to be satisfied the 34-year-old's presence in Australia is or might be a risk to the community. Djokovic now faces a 3-year ban from entering the country, with limited exceptions such as compelling circumstances that affect the interests of Australia that will need to be determined by the Immigration Minister or the Home Affairs Minister. Australian migration law academic Dr. Sangeeta Pillay at the University of New South Wales says the case has exposed how difficult it is to challenge the wide discretionary powers of the Immigration Minister.
There's an ongoing conversation about what the jurisprudence is on what is legally unreasonable and what is irrational, like what those grounds mean and exactly how they apply. So there is complexity in the case law, but what is clear is that the bar to argue that the minister has acted unlawfully with a power like this on the grounds that he was irrational or legally unreasonable is a really high bar to get over. So it was clear that there is complexity in the law, but it was always clear that it was going to be a difficult case for Djokovic to make out simply because the amount of power given to the minister here is so broad.
She says she supports calls by immigration lawyers, including the Visa Cancellations Working Group, for an urgent review into the discretionary powers held by the minister.
Visa cancellation powers were significantly expanded in 2014, and that's led to a dramatic increase of visa cancellations for all kinds of people, for people that are refugees who were here on some kind of visa, people who have been very long-term residents, I believe there's 47 personal powers, and personal powers are like the power we saw exercised against Djokovic, like really, really wide powers. And that's way more than any other member of government. Like, it's more than the Attorney General. It's more than the Defence Minister. It's by far the greatest amount of personal power. And review options for those personal powers tend to be really limited.
Australian Open organisers are moving to update the match schedule now that Djokovic is out of the tournament. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews says the event's success should not be entangled with the Djokovic case.
This Grand Slam tournament, one of the big four, is much bigger than any one person. Much bigger. And it'll be, as it always is, a really big and important part of our visitor economy, our tourism sector, jobs, our brand. I think some of this commentary about how it's been negative. This event is much bigger than that, much more important than that, and much bigger than the individual circumstances of one person.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.